Okay, we are on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph at the top of the page. Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said 29a1.
Okay, I'm here.
Rabbi Yochanan had the rachos of erev matamnas habor miyad. So as soon as you go crisscross, right, you're trampling on the grapes. And you go one way to the length of it, and then you go the other way, the width of it. So now that's enough of the squeezing has taken place that the balabatim already are feeling a little more comfortable with touching the wine, and therefore you have to. The way we're going to learn when it says matam and esabar miyad, we're going to say that the balabatim are going to feel comfortable touching it, and therefore it could become tummy right away. I mean, that's one possible way to read it. It sounds like we're matami it immediately, that you assume it's tummy. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't see any reason to say that. But what we're basically telling them is, as soon as you do a chassi v'erev, it's time for you to mafresh the truma immediately, so as to avoid having truma tumea. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How can they take the truma off before they finish with all the wine? You're
asking a great question. He's asking a question that lechara, it's before it's nigmar malachto, and you're not supposed to be mafresh truma before gemar malacha. The answer is that since some of it is the lumdus of what we're going to say is that basically there's a difference between the hafrasha and the actual gemara of calling it truma. So you'll be mafresh it and put it on the side, okay? And you're going to see in a minute why we have to learn that way, actually, when it comes to trumas meiser.
Okay. So they don't have to step on everything, right?
So no, they don't have to step. They just step enough to create enough that 1/50th of the grape juice is available. They take that grape juice, set it to the side, finish doing all the rest of the pressing and the gemar malacha, and then later when they're kare yishem truma, they'll use that part that was taken off batara at that time. That's the kare.
I thought you could do it mashava. In other words, if I separate it off to the side, do I actually still have to curry lay prepare truma, or can I do it just mashava belay?
Take a look at 11, the second paragraph. Rash asserts that the brisa cannot mean the treaders should actually affect the truma at this time, for the grapes are still untrodden, that are still untrodden, have not yet reached their final stage of processing. Rather, a brisa means the treaders should simply remove a portion now, and they'll be able to later designate it. That's just what I just told you, okay? I'm just showing
truma
you.
Truma has to be tahar.
Truma is supposed to be tahar lechachila, yes. So that's the pshat, okay? I don't know what you're asking me about machshava. I almost don't understand what you're asking me. What does machshava? What does machshava have to do with anything?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can designate a portion of truma without physically separating it, okay? It's going to be truma. Do I have to do the act of designating it keter, or can I even just do it in my thoughts? Here, it's even more so because I'm separating. Why doesn't that count?
I'm not getting what.
What is the
issue here is we're trying to designate certain food to be truma later by taking it off early when it's still tahar. What's this got to do with whether you're doing it but machshava or not doing it machshava? I don't see the connection between the two issues at all. I mean, doing something machshava is an ofen of being mafresh, which we're simply not talking about here. Now we're talking about saving the food while it's tahar and putting it aside so we can be karei shem truma on it later on. How you curry the Shem Truma later on could be machshava is enough, could be you have to have a deeper. I don't know those details yet. But it's totally not, this is not the timing from for the worker's perspective. This is not the issue. All right? Are you okay with that? Stewie, are you okay with that?
Now.
For now, okay. Good enough? I can ask for anything more. Okay, now, next. Vahatani, the Brisa taught, but the Brisa taught. Hapolim Shetumah Sabor, if you have workers who separate Truma from the cistern without having been authorized to do so, ain't Truma, lost in Truma, it's not Truma, because we cannot presume the owner consents. V'mhayabor Kotten, if it's a small cistern, so that the contents are particularly vulnerable to becoming Tomei. By curious passerbys, others are dabbling with the contents of the cistern. Truma isn't truma, then it is truma, because in those situations you can presume that the owners are okay with that. So the Gemara is medayek, if you don't have other people playing with it, ain't truma isn't truma, then it would not be good truma. So mahu kidon, so obviously it's too early in the process to do it without cause. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying just by going shasi ve'erev? That's the question. It's really a stira in the Mishnayos, but they're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says kan b'yayin, kan b'shemen, that we're talking about two different liquids, two different fluids. One is talking about the wine, one is talking about the oil. That is to say, this last brisa that we just quoted, that unless you have mashachshachin, you're not allowed to be mafresh, that's by oil. By wine, it's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that it's shasi v'erev. What's the difference? Tzak de Gemara, yayin tumasai metzuya, shemen ein tumasai metzuya. That the wine, that people are hanging around there. And the shemen, they're not hanging around. Now, he explains over here, at the bottom here, it is a routine occurrence for people to sample newly produced wine. So they want to see, is this good? Is it a good, a harvest and not a good harvest? So there's tasty testing going on over there, right? But oil, that's not the case. Okay.
So that's the only maga? Say when they scoop it.
Yeah, that's why there's...
How about when they're Doric?
No, the people who are Doric are Chaverim. Those are Chaverim.
Oh, they have to be Chaverim.
No, they're Chaverim. That's assumed to be Chaverim. If the people that are being Doric are Moratzim, then the whole thing, all bets are off. Yeah, right. It's immediately Mitami everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see on the bottle that this was pressed only by
Chaverim. Pressed Chaverim, right.
Otherwise, we don't give a hash.
Right. Tony Maimasai Tominasat Hanavim.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a brisa which says a very similar thing. When do we separate truma from the wine, from the grapes and the wine press? Mishahil chubahen shasi ve'erav. Again, you went length and breadth. Meimasai metaminoi son. When is it possibly tamei? From what point? Beishamayorim mishayotzi es hasheni. From the time that you're mafresh meiser sheni. In other words, after you were mafresh trumas, meiser rishon and meiser sheni. Now you've done the whole gamut. And the Baal Batim will probably be careful not to make anything Tameh. But once they see all the Hafrashas were done, then I can rush in there. Like the rabbi saying Kiddush on Shabbos by a Kiddush. As soon as they say Amen, boom, you can go in there. So it's like the doors have opened and now I can rush in. That's Meiser Sheni, right? And Hill says, no, Mishayotzi Sarishin. You don't have that much time. Once Meiser Rishin is taken, then people are not so makbid to me matame Meiser Sheni, because after all, even Meiser Sheni that becomes tame, I can redeem it with cash, and then I can go use that cash to buy other payers. So it's not the end of the world. So Reis Hill holds Meiser Sheni is no big deal. So Rabbi Yosi halachi by Shammai, really we're passing like by Shammai, and it should be up until Meiser Sheni, but Harabim Nagu Kabeis Hill. The Velts Noheg, how like Basil? Okay? the Velt is Noheg like Basil, that the Matami, that people go, or that, I mean, I guess it's a Chumrah of Basil. Well, yeah, halakhically we should pass like Basil, but here we're going to pass like Basil. Okay. Amar Rav Shimon, Nirin Dirim B'Shan B'Shas HaMikdash. So Rav Shimon says a portion of the Svara. If it's talking about B'Shas Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, so then there's Meister Sheni in the world. But once the Beis HaSheni, once the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, there's no more Meister Sheni. You can't eat Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim with no Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you weren't there is no Metzias of Meister Sheni, so to speak. So it makes sense to say that they would wait in the time of Beis HaMikdash.
Is there any issue of
Trumas
Meister?
That is why Beis Hillel said until after your Mafresh Meister Rishon, because that way the Meister Rishon is away. It's out of here. That's the Levi's headache. The Levi will take the Meister Rishon. He'll take the Trumas Meister. But you're right. I'm going to be makbid not to be matame anything until after the Meister Rishon is gone, so as not to impact the Trumas Meister. Absolutely.
Even according to
Beis Hillel, correct. That's why they wait until after Meister Rishon. Now, in 15, it says, with the destruction of the temple, Meister Sheni was forbidden for consumption even in Yerushalayim. So you don't have to prevent Meister Sheni from coming Tamei. Okay.
What do they do with Meister Sheni nowadays?
You pay it on Kesef. You know what? I forgot already. Meister Sheni Bizman has that. What do we do? Stewie, you were just in Eretz Yisrael. What'd they do over there when you were Mafresh Truma Midai Raisa or whatever?
They put it in a box, and then the owner of the Karim took care of it. I said, what is he going to do with it? And the response was, he knows what to do with it.
That's very educational. He said that the story was just in Eretz Yisrael, and they went to a farm, apparently, and they were mafresh. You know, I guess, did you make a bracha?
Yeah.
You made a bracha. And hafrashas truma, and hafrashas maaser rishon, and hafrashas maaser sheni also?
You don't make a bracha. I mean, there is a hafrasha maaser sheni, but it's just a statement. That's all.
So you can't eat it though. You can't eat it that's outside. Right. Maybe losuch alecha b'sharecha is only a leisa say when b'smach based on this kaim. I don't know. I'm honest. I don't know. I don't remember anymore.
I remember something with a coin.
I know that's the pruta chamura. I remember that also.
You can't spend that money usually.
Pruta chamura.
No.
Wow. Anyway, no. The pruta chamura went to the Yam HaMelech. Okay. Let's go on. That pruta. Yeah. I don't remember anymore. I have to go review those rules. The Chachamim say, look at the Rezeh. The Chachamim disagree. They don't hold like Beis Shammai. They don't like Beis Hillel. They don't hold like either one. Ela maitzi truma o trumas meiser. Umetamnes habor miyad. What do you do? You remove the truma and the trumas meiser. So now this is the strangest thing. He sounds like he's being mafresh trumas meiser. Before your mafresh meiser, because look at his language. Your mafresh truma and trumas meiser. That's a trick. How are you mafresh trumas meiser before taking the meiser? Like it's.
I think he's just saying what the issue ones are here.
How is he different? If that were the case, then how is he different than Beis Hillel?
How is he different than Beis Hillel?
Beis Hillel said the same thing, right? Your mafresh meiser rishon. Right. And what's he saying different exactly?
He's
also saying you have to be mighty the Truma, the Truma's Meiser, and the Meiser.
The Tilda doesn't say you have to do
that. Sure, he does. He says you have to take Meiser.
Meiser, so you give it to the Levi and let it be his headache.
So is that so different than him?
He's saying that the owner.
Let's take a look at 16, okay?
Okay.
The sages hold wine is in constant jeopardy of being exposed to Tumma. The workers must be diligent to separate the ties that can be disqualified by Tuma, which is Truma and Trumas Meiser, as soon as possible. The moment there's enough wine for Truma and Trumas Meiser, which is 1/50th and slightly less than 1/100th of the total, they should be set aside. After that's done, the remaining wine is regarded as possibly Tomei. So that means what? So that's different than Beis Hillel. I think Beis Hillel was requiring you to take off Meiser, and he's not requiring you to take off Meiser. Now, as a rule, you can't designate Trumas Meiser prior to Meiser Rishon. In this case, however, Trumas Meiser is not actually designated. See, this is the same thing he did, like we said before, with the Truma. You're not actually designating the Trumas Meiser, you're just setting it aside. Later, you'll be Mafresh the Meiser. It'll be 9/10 of what you have to be Mafresh, and this will be the 10th. And then this will become the Trumas Meiser on that Meiser. Okay, so that's the way around it. But it's different than Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel says you have to actually be Mafresh the Meiser before you can be Matamit. He's allowing you to be Matamit as soon as you set aside Trumas Meiser. All right, that's what we're saying now. A chiluk. You okay with that, guys? 29a3. What about the olives? So, is tani. There's some people that say, what? It's from the time, mishi yitakanu, from the time the olives are ground. The is tani, mishi yitakanu, from the time that you give the first pressing beam. Now, the pressing beam, what he explains in the bottom is, in the olive oil process, you first press the whole olives with the bean. You get a small amount of oil out of there. That's what we call virgin oil, okay? Then you take the olives and you chop them up. You grind them up very well. And then you put another beam on top of that and squeeze that vitre, okay? So this question over here is, from what time is it matamba tumma? If you think about it in terms of trying to make the two processes parallel, and you want to parallel the oil process with the wine process and try to make it match Rabbi Yochanan by the wine. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said once they went back and forth one time, it's already time to, you have to worry about Tuma. So then the equivalent by the oil would be what? No, it would be the first beam with the virgin oil, because that's the very beginning of the process.
Isn't that the one that's used for the shaman for the menorah?
I guess so. We did the first step. The first step is you put the beam on the whole olives, and you get some oil out of it, and then you chop up the olives and you press it again.
It becomes tummy after the first.
So that's a machlokas. That's the machlokas here. Is tani that says mishi tachanu, and is tani mishi yitanu. Okay. So, we understand. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. According to the one who says it's separated at the beginning of the process from the time that they're pushed with the pressing beam, that we understand it. But if you hold, you have to grind it first. Then, how does that match the process of Rabbi Yochanan just going Shasi V'Erev? Shasiv Erev is a much earlier process. So wouldn't presumably, this is what the English says, presumably a corresponding rule would apply to the reduction of olive oil. The Gemara is just making that assumption that if that's the way it was by the grapes, it should be that same thing by the olives. So the Gemara says, Elokan b'yayin v'kan b'shemen. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan was dealing with wine, and whereas here we're dealing with oil. And what's the difference? Lohu yayin hu shemen isn't the same. Ma ben yayin mem ben shemen. The Gemara asks, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, in other words, understand what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is asking a question now. Why is oil have the mishe yitachanu? Whereas the yayin, we have shasiva erev.
Because people are not hanging out.
Okay, fine. Here it's going to be a little bit different. I mean, I hear what you're asking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounded like we dealt with it already.
We didn't, because he said before, by wine they hang around because they like to taste it, but right. Or they don't hang around.
Right.
That's right. It's going to say that.
So you can't answer that, dear.
Why can't you answer?
In one case we're talking about wine, one case we're talking about shemen.
That's why it's a later wine.
Well, the Gemara wants to ask a question on the Mishi Tachanu. Mishi Tachanu, the Gemara has no problem, because then they map.
Parallel.
Then it's parallel. But make sure you're talking to what's not parallel. So the Gemara is going to answer now a little bit different. The Gemara says, Yain Tumasi Metsuya. Shemin Ein Tumasi Metsuya. Here, it says a little bit different here on the bottom. It says,
this is what I was saying.
Olive oil is far less likely than wine to be rendered Tome. I thought the Gemara was going to say something.
By wine,
look at 21.
Because they
want to
get tasted on their
fingers. Yeah, they don't sample olive oil. Yeah, okay, but that's basically what we said before, right? Mm-hmm. I thought the Gemara was going to say something different. I think maybe I'm thinking of something that's going to come up later on. Okay, let's go on. Sounds pretty simple, right? 29b, Amar Kibar Ada. Oh, yeah. What I'm thinking is this next thing. This is another answer. Kanvikan hatuma mitsuya. Both cases, the tuma is prevalent. Eshahama tuma mitsuya biyayin yosem ebeshaman. It's more likely, more prevalent by wine. Why? So on the bottom, he says that the sources of the tuma are the shratzim. They're the primary source of tuma, and they are drawn to wine more than they're drawn to oil. So you're going to have more tuma from the shratzim by wine than by oil, and therefore oil, you have a little more time. That's basically.
If the sheretz goes into the barrel, it becomes tummy.
Yep.
Okay.
Not until it dies.
If it's dead.
When it goes in, it's going to drown.
Yeah. I assume it's dead, right?
It can't get up.
Okay. Let's go on. Tani, we have an even earlier time to separating truma. One that exactly matches the time given earlier for separating truma from wine. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Meratza, maybe Zesim, V'noisan tachas ha-memel. You bring olives and you put them underneath a millstone. V'holech uva aleihem. You pass it to and fro. And that will release a bit of oil. And that immediately will be truma. So it's almost the same language as Shesi Varev, right? Mm-hmm. So it's as close as possible. Amaloisa, they said, no, lo dam zesil anovim, they're not the same. Anovim dehos, grapes are soft, noskas hayayin, they release wine they contain earlier. Zesin kashim, olives are very hard when they're picked from the tree. Eno noiskin es hashemin, and therefore just going across it once or twice, you won't have enough oil to be mafresh. You just won't have the volume. So they disagreed. Okay, let's go to halacha 3. Chayim or truma sakri has a basocha, a person.
Do they work
over the oil also? No. That's a beam. Chayim or truma sakri has a basocha. If a person says truma is going to be within this pile. Okay, let's assume we're talking about wheat now. Let's forget about wine now. Let's go with wheat, right, or grains. So my slice of a sofron, you say, and the mice is also inside it. You haven't designated any spot. You're just saying it's in it. Well, Trumas mice is ever talking. Trumas mice is also there. So now, what's the halacha? Reb Shimon Oimer, Kor Hashem. This is valid designation, even though you didn't specify a specific place. You have to make a specific location. You can't just say inside. Yeah. So it says over here.
So we don't make that place for him. It doesn't become truma because he didn't designate it.
If you're arguing on Rav Shimon. A truma designation is effective only when one at least clarifies the section of the pile that contains the truma. I don't know. Everybody keeps bringing up Brera over here. Give me a break already with the Brera. Give me a Brera break, okay? Now, let's take a look at the brackets for a second. Even if you say... The brackets under 12. Even if you say truma should be in the north, he's not designating all the fruit in the north to be truma. He's just designating a spot in the pile to be truma. But it's not all truma. It's still not exactly known, right? That's his point here. They nevertheless consider this valid truma designation because it renders the remainder of the pile completely chulin. In other words, it's the remainder that we're worried about. If I just say it's in here, I don't know where it is. So effectively, you haven't been matter anything. That's not considered a hafrasha. That's the umph of the Chachamim's taina.
To make demua?
Well, that's the they're arguing that fundamentally that's not a valid hafrasha. Hafrasha means you were matter the tevel. You were matter anything. All you did was create a headache. So therefore, they hold us v'chlal not considered a good hafrasha. Right. Okay, this is maybe will be discussed further later on. Rabbi Lazar Chasma Aimer, he says, this is a third opinion. Aimer truma sakrimi menu alav. He says a truma is designated from within it for the sake of itself. Karashem, that's good enough. So first of all, he has a funny, interesting note here from the Medrash. The funny name, this name Chisma, he brings from the Medrash Raika Rabbah. That why was he given this name? He was called upon to lead the prayers. And guess what? He was unable to do so properly, as we see very often. And was publicly humiliated, which we don't see very often.
That's very nice guy.
So, because we're nice.
Hazak.
Subsequently, he became more accomplished. And then when he was called upon to do the services, he did so with ease. So they added the time, at that time, they said, oh, Rabbi Lazar Chisma, he's more proficient. Okay, whatever.
That's a little story
about the name. Okay, now what's it mean within itself? That's no different than saying within the pile. Neither is specific. In other words, why is this a third opinion, right? Rabbi Lazar Chisma only mentions truma and not meiser for trumas meiser. Means to say that a non-specific formula is effective only for truma, but not for meiser and trumas meiser, which requires greater degree of specificity contained in the sage's formula. Okay, it's not clear why it requires a greater degree for meiser and trumas meiser than he does for truma. How can the law of meiser and trumas meiser be stricter?
The difference is because meiser is specific. Detail,
yeah, that's the question. The question is that they both come from the same makar in terms of limudim. So Madani Aretz answers, the verse is teaching us, according to Rabbi Lazar Chisma, the designation of the tithe must in some way clarify the status of the tithe in question. In the case of truma, which has no fixed percentage, simply declaring a specific amount of truma serves to clarify the proportion of chulin that remains. In the case of Meiser and Trumas Meiser, where they do have a fixed percentage, declaring their existence clarifies nothing about the Chulin. They were always destined to have this percentage set aside as 10. Therefore, in order to clarify something about their status, it's necessary to at least assign a specific place within the pile as their location. So that's a little bit of a lumdisha type of thing. I'm not sure I understand it perfectly, but basically he's saying that Truma... Even if you the main thing I want to get out of this is what exactly is the machlokas Rabbi Lazar Chisma versus the first shita of Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon was the first one, right? All he said was Maestro Yisrael B'Toycho in the first case. Here he's saying Truma Sakrim Mimenu Olav. That's basically the same thing. So what the footnote is basically telling us is that the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Lazar Chisma rather, is the absence of the words maestros. We don't. It says in the Tanakhama maestros of besocho. Here he doesn't have the words maestros of besocho because it's not going to work for the maestros. So that's the chiluk. So in other words, Rabbi Lazar Chisma is like the Tanakh is Korei Shem like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the truma, but when it comes to the maestros, that's in that way he disagrees. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov Omer Omer Yisrael Maestros also Trumas Maestro Olav Korei Shem. What's the finish of that? Let's see. He doesn't have to say we're in the pile there to take effect. Trumas Meiser designation cannot take effect on Meiser Rishon's location is itself unspecified. Okay, so in other words, when you said before that Meiser Rishon is inside it, but you didn't specify the place of the Meiser Rishon, although that Kriyas Shem Meiser might work, does it say that? Yes. Although that might work, but he can not go then and declare Trumas Meiser. Okay? Only when he separates the miser from the pile can you then designate Truma's miser. And in variant B, he goes to discuss this at length, as this point that we talked about before, about how you can never take off Truma's miser before miser. Okay, which is a very important rule. You have to ayin shom, we can't go into it right now because we don't have time. Hamakdim zok, the rest of the Mishnah. The rest of the Mishnah is simply, we've had this many times, that if you go out of order, it's Bikurim, Truma, Meiser, and Meiser Shein. Right? That's the right order. So Bikurim comes first. Now, so the Mishnah says, Hamakdim, Truma, Bikurim, you take Truma first before, or Meiser Rishon before Truma, or Meiser Shein before Meiser Rishon, even though you are over Loisase, which is what? Of the Machalosacher, it's going to quote it in a second. But Masha also, what he did is, but the Yavid going to be good, right? Because it says, Mleyask of the Machalosacher. Obviously, if there's a Loisase telling me not to do something, it must work. Because if it wouldn't work, then I wasn't over anything, right? If I was Mafresh Shuma before Bikurma, you would tell me, oh, you weren't Mafresh Bikurma, so your Shuma doesn't work. Then you couldn't be over Loisase because you didn't do anything. Must be it works, but the Yavid Masha also. How do you know which one comes first? Zakari Truma Veracious. Bikurim has both words, Truma and Racious. And this is part of the question. Zakari Truma Veracious, Zakari Truma Veracious. They both have both words. Ela Yikdamu. Bikurim, Shane Bikurim Lakol. They're the first ones. The word Bikurim means first. So you know that comes before everything. Truma Veracious, She Racious. That's obviously first. My Rishon L'Sheni, because Yesh Bo Rishis, it says it has Rishis in it, means it has Trumas Meiser mixed in. Okay, that's the end of the daf. Okay, any questions? That was the end of Puff Test.
It just keeps on repetition.